he's out to 75 feet today playing catch. So not sure what the schedule. It's going to be more how he feels. He's feeling better every time he plays catch, but don't really know when he's going to, flat ground and then to a bullpen. So not quite there yet.
Stoll's still okay?
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah, it didn't look that way right off the bat, but he was able to stay in the game. And, like I was saying last night, it was more catching the ball than throwing it. So he's good to go today.
The other day, the trainer was mentioned that the most advanced of all of those guys that are injured, the pitchers, is Blackburn. Mm-hmm. How advanced is he?
Well, he's throwing, what was it, 3 innings in extended. So, he's pretty close to going out on assignment. I'm not sure what his next step is, but... once you get to 3 innings, you're pretty close to getting out on a rehab assignment to one of our affiliates. So that's probably next for him. What the date is, I'm not sure. Liam's heading there today. What is today?
They're both pitching tomorrow.
Yeah, Friday. Mm-hmm. On Friday, correct.
Do you know when Simeon does? Is he going to take the full time,
I'm not sure. I mean, he's here at home. He's had one, so, I don't know. It's up to him. It's up to 3 days. Marcus is a little different than most, but his wife might have something, Kara might have something to say about that, too. So, the way I'm looking at it is it'll be 3 days, whether or not, I'm not sure yet. Brito or Pinto. Pinto would depend on the matchup and how guys are swinging.
At the beginning of the season, Piscotti was very new to the stadium, and there were some balls that he didn't look so good in those, but now he's playing like he always has been, a gold glover there. What do you think about his progress as a right fielder? Yeah, he had 3 fantastic plays yesterday.
Looks like a natural now. You don't see too many guys rob a home run in this ballpark. The wind is a little tricky in right field. Just getting back there, let alone the way the ball kind of carried, was a little funky last night. So he looks like he's been playing here for years now. That corner is the most difficult part of it, whether it's day or night. He seems to be handling that well. So, like you said, it takes a little while to settle in, but he's done that pretty quickly.
I always, from above, I always see that shallow because of the Mount Davis in the center field. Your fielders feel the same way that way when the ball is coming down, or they just play, it's enough with the light?
You mean the darkness?
Yeah.
It's a little dark. It casts a shadow for sure. It knocks some balls down at night out to center field, but it's just a matter of getting comfortable. And the wind, even though it doesn't feel like at times is significant, it is here. And sometimes when you see the flag blown out, it means it's blowing in the way it comes in and swirls. So it takes a little time to get used to it here, and day games can be difficult too, so it can be a tough outfield to play.
Does it seem to you like you've had more day games here that are overcast and the sun hasn't come out this year than ever? Years past?
Seems like that. I guess next week it's supposed to get a little sun warmer. I'm not trying to be a weatherman, but I see some 70s coming up, so hopefully that is the case.
How much of that impacts the fall?
Yeah, I mean, at night here it's going to be difficult. Day games where you kind of hope to make up for it as far as the power numbers go, and we haven't had those sunny days where the ball carries really well, so hopefully those days are coming up.
Susie, may I ask a question? Bob, what was it like seeing Ryan Cook warm up? He didn't come in the game, but as important as he was to you in 12-15?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit the other day. He's come a long way, and he's had a tough road. There's some times where, it's difficult to push through and see the other side, especially when he's had the injuries that he's had. But I'm really happy for him that he's gotten to this point. It looks like, on video, that his stuff's the same as it was before. I know he feels really good about it. So, he had some good years here for us. You always wish those type of guys the best. Maybe not the luck against when you're playing against them, but I'm really happy for him because it's been a tough rehab road back for him, and that takes a lot of hard work and perseverance.
There was a time when Felix was invincible in this stadium. What's the difference between that one and this one?
I'll tell you after today. I mean, he's had a pretty good time with us in the past, and hopefully, we've talked about it a couple times. It seems like we've had him on the ropes early in games, and then, you know, not able to push past and you know, put a 4 or 5 or 6 spot on him. So maybe he's not the same guy, and he's not pitching the shit the same and not throwing as hard, but he still had some success against us, and we'd like to break through today off.